Well, the clinical scientist Leslie Rose was one of those who signed the letter, and he joined us now from Southampton. A very good morning to you. Now, this issue, as we found out this morning ourselves, excites an awful lot of passions, but you're convinced that complementary medicine should not be funded at all by the NHS?
No, I'm not convinced of that at all. The letter was intended to be a letter that's supportive of evidence, and really what we're looking for is to instill in the NHS a rigour with regard to evidence for every treatment that is prescribed for patients, whatever that may be.
So this is all about standards of evidence. If the research was there that proved a certain complementary or alternative treatment was effective, you'd be for it?
Well, absolutely. What actually happens, of course, is that if the evidence exists, it no longer continues to be alternative. It moves into the mainstream.
But many people would claim that the evidence is there, some of it anecdotal, but that it does work for them and many, many other thousands of people who use these treatments.
Do you think that orthodox drugs should be developed like that and given licenses on the basis of anecdotal evidence?
It's not up to me. Do you think that?
I don't think that, and the regulatory authorities don't think that either.
So you're saying there's not enough clinically verifiable testing out there, not enough evidence on which to base any of this, so therefore the NHS should not be involved until...
For most of these complementary and alternative treatments. To come back to what you're saying about money sloshing about, I'm not suggesting it is, but let me just show you this, which is the business... This is the business case for the refurbishment of the Royal London Homeopathic Hospital, on which some £20 million was spent. There's not a word in there about evidence.
Okay, well, we'll leave it there. Mr. Rose, thank you very much indeed.
And
thank you.
A couple of your emails and text messages, because we've had an awful lot of people writing into us to say that they believe that alternative therapies do work for them. One here, name withheld. Since the predominance of illness in the UK today is psychosomatic, why not allow complementary therapists to relieve the load by taking on these cases and allowing the doctors more time to deal with surgical matters? Thank you very much for that. And no time for any more at the moment, but lots of you have been writing in.